Today is Septuagesima Sunday. You were promised last Sunday that there will be no announcements for the month of February. Hence, I fulfill my promise. Please read the bulletin. It's online or a hard copy. You may miss things even as of today. So please, before you leave today, review the bulletin. For today's Mass, the epistle is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and 10. Brethren, know you not that they that run the race all run indeed, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every one that strives for the mastery refraineth himself from all things, and they indeed that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. I therefore so run, not as one that is with uncertainty. I so fight, not as one as beating the air, but I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all in Moses were baptized in the cloud and in the sea, and did all and ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, and they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew chapter 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like to a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle, and he said to them, go also you into my vineyard, and I will pay thee what is just. And they went their way, and again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did in like manner. But about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, why stand you here all day idle? They said to him, because no man has hired us. And he said to them, go also into my vineyard. And when the evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and pay them their hire, beginning from the last, even to the first. When therefore they were come, that came about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when they that were come first thought that they should receive more, and they also received every man a penny. And receiving it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, these last have worked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us that have borne the burden of the day and the heats. But he answering said to one of them, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take what is thine and go thy way. I will also give to the last even as to thee. Or is it not lawful for me to do what I will? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So shall the last be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Prepare a plan, for without a plan, your plan is to fail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we enter a new season, that of Septuagesima, meaning 70 days until Easter, we change the color from green to violet. Our disposition must change as well. From yesterday to today, many of us are as on our birthday. Nothing's changed. We feel no older, we feel not better, but today we must be changed in our soul. We cannot be as we were yesterday or last week. We must follow the disposition of the church, which is very clear, as we mentioned in the introit and the collect. There's a central theme which we will follow, but this theme is at times not changing us. As we see in the gospel today, many of us have lived a Catholic life year after year, which is hour after hour. But the great thing is, despite that past, the last can still receive that penny. We have to enter this new season, this new year, with a great intensity, as if it were our last. We have a parishioner who's on her last breath. Pray for her. Antonetta Kuklinski, 92 years old, who's been in and out of the hospital recently. Pray for her. She's received the last sacraments as of yesterday. Pray for her and her family. She may not have a next Easter. Without fearing, without anxiety, let us take the medication to dispel such things. The introit today says, "The sorrows of death surrounded me, and the sorrows of hell encompassed me. And in my affliction I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice from his holy temple." That's the disposition. That's the intro as we come into the church today. We are sorrowful. Hell surrounds us. And yet, in the holy temple of God, he hears us. The collect, "Graciously hear we beseech thee, O Lord, the prayers of thy people, that we who are justly afflicted for our sins may for the glory of thy name be mercifully delivered." That's great. That is, we are suffering, as you'll hear in a quotation from St. Bernard. We are suffering since the 12th century till the current. We have to realize that. We are not in this day that where we can celebrate our glories. We are in these days encompassed by the enemy. Fear not, but act rightly. On this, we have to think of how the world acts. Unfortunately, we have to bring examples that we can apply or to which we can understand, because at times the examples of the saints or the most important examples do not penetrate our souls. Many of you, not all, but many of you know what is a Super Bowl. Many of you know what is football. Many of you know that most people for 16 weeks and more on every Sunday watch hours and hours of a game. But as we need to be wiser than the children of this generation, they plan well. They plan to an extreme, and they show for it. Where are we? Do we plan our salvation? We plan how we're going to get a job. We plan in work 40 hours or more a week. We plan our vacations, and they go well. We plan many things. But do we invest in planning our eternal salvation? That's today. We need a plan, or our plan is to fail. And that in mind, we want to hear the words of St. Bernard. This is when he preached on the first or second crusade. There are conflicts in the knowledge that I have, but this is a preaching of a saint to the crusaders, as they're about to go into battle. And as we enter this new season of Septuagesima, it's not yet Lent, but to prepare for Lent, which is a crucial battle, we have to, these next 2.5 weeks, plan what we will do. These words are the following: "How can you not know that we live in a period of chastisement and ruin? The enemy of mankind has caused the breath of corruption to fly over all regions. We behold nothing but unpunished wickedness. Neither the laws of men nor the laws of religion have sufficient power to check the depravity of customs and the triumph of the wicked. The demon of heresy has taken possession of the chair of truth, and God has sent forth his malediction upon his sanctuary." That's one of 4 paragraphs. But let us pause This is our situation. This was said in the 12th century, but let us see that it pertains to us today. As he was not anxious, but rather courageous, and he was not worried, but rather trying to instill and inflame in others the desire to go into battle, let us take that as what is being mentioned today. The enemy of mankind has caused the breath of corruption to fly over all regions. Not New York, not just the church, not just our individual lives, but everywhere. Further, oh, you who listen, God willing, it's all of you. Hasten then to appease the anger of heaven, but no longer implore his goodness by vain complaints. He has a few things of what you don't want to do, because that is what we always have done. Here it is. But no longer implore his goodness by vain complaints. Stop complaining. God, you haven't given me what I want. God, you don't give us the good weather. Where's the money? Don't complain. Clothe not yourselves in sackcloth. We like that one. But cover yourselves with your impenetrable bucklers. Again, remember, this is the crusade. Put on that armor. But question for us, what is our armor today? I don't want to see you tomorrow morning with armor on. That would be ridiculous. And we would confirm to the people of the world that we are crazy. But that means we have to read and we have to understand by being taught, what does a buckler mean to us? Quickly, you may know, it is what we call resolution. Put on those resolutions which you will keep, be it one, that breastplate, be it one, that helmet, be it one, that sword, but be it something to protect you from ruin. Continuing, the din of arms and the dangers, the labors, the fatigues of war are the penances that God now imposes upon you. Thank God, for now we realize what he's doing. He has, as he did, and now he does, he imposes on us a penance. Fatigue, our work, the labors, the dangers, don't forget that God has allowed them. Our children have dangers surrounding them. It's what God has allowed, but we must resolve to avoid them. Continue, hasten then to expiate your sins by victories over the infidels, and let the deliverance of holy places be the reward of your repentance. We have to free people. We have to free souls. We have to help free the church from these infidels, which we would also say is temptation. We have to run away from them. Saint Philip Neri says, victory is given to the coward, the one who runs away. Don't try to face one-on-one these temptations, which most likely you will fall to. But rather run away. Take yourselves away through retreat, through this great Sunday obligation to pray. Further on, we may say also that these infidels are our slothfulness. Many of us have not pursued our spiritual life well. We're lazy in our spiritual life. And that is why we might, during Lent, increase our spiritual life. How many of you spiritually read? This quotation could be your daily reading. Dissect it. Apply it. Also, the negligences. Don't worry if you live far away. But how many of you did your all-night adoration Friday into Saturday? There are not many people who go to Friday into Saturday adoration. It's sad, but it's real. Have we neglected, or we can't? But if it's a negligence, it's an infidel, which we ought to conquer. He says further, fly then into arms. Let a holy ear emanate you in the fight, and let the Christian world resound with these words of the prophet, quote, cursed be he who does not stain his sword with blood, unquote. Just think of St. Bernard. Think of these warriors in front of him. What is his voice saying? He's quoting scripture. He says, don't let your sword not be stained. If the Lord calls you to the defense of his heritage, think not that his hand has lost its power. Dear parents, you are the ones who need to defend the future. You need to be up in arms about what's going on in politics, about what is going on in the church, about the future. Don't be anxious, don't fear, but you need to see what you need to do to lead by a good example. And we need to do what we need to invest in these great children, the young adults. Prepare your eternal salvation by avoiding these dangers. Could he not send 12 legions of angels or breathe one word and all the enemies would crumble away into dust? Do we ever think that God is ready to intercede for us, but he's wanting us to be on his side? And that's what today we are going to do. We're going to make that intention without hesitation that we are on God's side. He's preaching. Let us hear these next 2.5 weeks what he wants us individually to do, to go into battle, be it Ash Wednesday. But God has considered the sons of men to open for them the road to his mercy. His goodness has caused to dawn for you a day of safety by calling on you to avenge his glory and his name. There's something beyond this war. There is a great safety and happiness, but he's asked us to plow the way. The last paragraph, Christian warriors, he who gave his life for you today demands yours in return. Just take that with you. Don't tell God you don't care. Don't tell God thank you, but no thank you. These are combats worthy of you, combats in which it is glorious to conquer and advantageous to die. If that's not a great way to prick your pride, you are worthy to be on his side. We're worthy to be on God's triumphant side. If that doesn't talk to a man's heart, you're not a man. And if a woman doesn't want to follow this great leadership, you need to look for where your training begins. Illustrious knights, generous defenders of the cross, remember the example of your fathers who conquered Jerusalem and whose names are inscribed in heaven. Those fathers are the saints. Today is Saint Agatha. Go look at her, you women. Look at her as an example. And for all of us, Saint Bernard, he was not a saint then, but he's a saint now. Let us say he's our father and follow him. He took hundreds of men with him from the nobility into the religious orders. We just had 50 or so men enter another step last Thursday in the seminary, in the cassock or the tonsure. Who's going to follow them? Abandon then the things that perish to gather unfading palms and conquer a kingdom that has no end. That's his final statement. Abandon those things that perish. Money, cars, health, people, abandon them. Our resolutions are now at yours to consider. Please take only two. Don't take more. And know that if you keep these small resolutions, you're making headway. Some of us have a long time before us. That gospel of today, Matthew 20, some of us are at that 11th hour. Some of us are going to have to bear the heat of the day. Don't be impatient, but also don't be procrastinating. Go today. God will give the increase, but let us know that God is with us if we are on his side. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.